This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Life sustains itself by cell division. So does cancer. Breast cancer cells multiply faster because of CDK4/6 proteins. But what if we could block those proteins and stop runaway cell division? To that end, Dana-Farber scientists laid the foundation for CDK4/6 inhibitors, new drugs that are increasing the survival rate for many advanced breast cancers. Dana-Farber's momentum of discovery keeps finding new ways to outmaneuver cancer. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
The White House keeps paddling.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. Good morning. The government just got done nationalizing General Motors. How far will it intervene in America's health care? As President Obama meets with Senate Democrats today to talk health care reform, insurers and drug companies are opposing the White House, arguing that a government-run health plan would muck up the free market and drive some of them out of business. Healthcare reform proponents are countering that argument, as Danielle Carson reports.
About a dozen healthcare advocates are breaking open their piggy banks and spending more than $80 million to get their point across. They argue that a government insurance program will create healthy competition. Richard Kirsch is with the group Healthcare for America Now.
We're looking to not have just everybody in government health insurance. We're not looking to everybody in private health insurance. We're looking to make that the choice that you and I and every American make.
But private insurers and drug companies worry the competition will force drastic price concessions and put them out of business. Kirsch says that would never happen.
It's extraordinary to me that the private health insurance industry, which has, 160 million people around the country that enrolls, thinks it can't compete with a new public health insurance option that doesn't even exist.
Advocates say healthy competition could shave billions from the country's annual $2 trillion health care tab. Congress plans to vote on a final bill before it adjourns in August. In Washington, I'm Danielle Carson for Marketplace.
This morning, the White House Council of Economic Advisers releases a report arguing that the economy needs a health care overhaul. A day after filing for bankruptcy, General Motors says it has entered a tentative agreement to sell its Hummer brand. No buyer's been named yet. European stock traders are booking some profits this morning. Shares are down less than 1%. Asian markets were mixed. Wall Street partied yesterday, the S&P 500 adding 2.5%, the NASDAQ 3%. The Dow rose 221 points and closed at 8,721. Some big banks say they don't need the government's bailout money anymore. American Express and J.P. Morgan Chase say they will prove it by launching public stock offerings. J.P. Morgan says it plans to raise $5 billion or so in the market. Amex wants to raise about $3.5 billion. The big European budget airline Ryanair today reported the first annual loss in its history. The problem, says the airline, was that ill-fated attempt to take over its Irish rival Aer Lingus. From London, Stephen Beard reports.
Ryanair lost around $240 million in its last financial year. The higher price of oil last summer accounts for some of this setback. But the company's stake in Aer Lingus caused the real damage. Ryanair wrote down its investment by more than $300 million. Its bid is being blocked by the Irish government and labour unions. Now Ryanair's stuck with a depreciating asset. Howard Wealdon is aviation analyst with the BGC Group. He says without the failed bid, the carrier would have made money.
Ryanair is doing reasonably well given the circumstances of the industry. And indeed, it is the only airline that I can think of that is actually forecasting a profit for the current year.
The budget airline plans to increase its passenger base 15% this year by cutting fares by a fifth. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
British flyboy Richard Branson said this morning at least one of the big U.S. airlines will go under in the next year and a half. Branson runs Virgin Atlantic Airways. He told Reuters he doesn't think the White House is up for an airline bailout.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by ConAgra Foods, the people behind brands like Orville Redenbacher's, Chef Boyardee, and Healthy Choice. More at conagrafoods.com. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Fund, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
The video game industry has finally started slumping like the rest of us. 2008 was a record year, but sales have begun to sag. Fortunately, it's time for the E3 Expo, the LA trade show where the industry launches new titles and gadgets. Joel Rose takes a look.
Microsoft used old-fashioned star power to draw attention to new games for its Xbox 360 console. Surviving Beatles Ringo Starr and Paul McCartney showed up at the E3 Expo yesterday to shill for the forthcoming Beatles edition of the popular music game Rock Band.
The graphics are very good, and we were great.
We love the game. It's fantastic. Who would ever thought we'd end up as androids?
Hollywood director Steven Spielberg was also on hand to help unveil a new Microsoft gadget called Project Natal that will let players control games using their bodies and voices and nothing else. Brian Crescenti is the editor-in-chief of Kotaku.com, a gaming news website.
They're trying to make this into something as easy to do as sitting down and watching a movie.
Crescenti says Microsoft is trying to woo the same casual gamers who made Nintendo's Wii such a hit.
They want to find people who aren't traditional gamers, who aren't comfortable with picking up a controller and trying to remember what buttons they have to mash.
Microsoft didn't say when the new controller would hit the market, but many of the games and consoles making their debut this week will be in stores later this year. Over the weekend, Sony leaked a promotional video for its latest game console, PSP Go.
We're on our way to an undisclosed secret location, escorted by Sony Computer Entertainment Security, to meet the newest member of the PlayStation family.
The new console is about the size of a portable phone, and that's no coincidence, says Justin McElroy, an editor at the website joystick.com. He says the big game studios are reacting to growing competition from independent designers who write inexpensive games for portable devices like the iPhone.
I think there's a real fear that some of these indie developers are going to eat their lunch.
If video game sales don't rebound soon, game developers may face pressure to cut prices on consoles and games. But nobody's expecting that kind of announcement today when Nintendo and Sony unveil their latest gizmos. I'm Joel Rose for Marketplace.
So Paul McCartney was talking about androids there. So are some people at Microsoft today. Acer, the number three personal computer brand, has announced it will sell netbook PCs that run Google's Android operating system. That, of course, would be a potential threat to Windows. Netbooks are no-frills internet surfers that only cost around $300. Analysts say it costs the makers about $25 per computer just to install Windows XP. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. Thanks for tuning in. Have a great Tuesday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.